Afternoon, NNA Legal. Nothing specific, I can help.
Hey, my name's Alessandro Harris. I've got a missed call from you.
Okay, I can hear you driving at the moment. Is it possible that I can give you a call back at a better time when you're not driving?
I'm just about to park up.
You let me know when you've called over, and then I will be able to go through the information for you.
No problem.
Thank you.
If you can hear me.
Yeah, lovely. It's all safe and everything parked in there.
Lovely.
Okay, so in order to be compliant with the objection, could you just confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
Yeah, it's the 2nd of the 2nd, 1987. And 83 France Road.
Okay, so I just want to make you aware that during this call, this is on Chase Garden, and we need to refer to the local authority, but I would discuss that with you first. And also that all calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yes.
Okay, so today's call is just to gather a bit more information about the time, the in-house heavy time in care for your application for Scottish redress. Have you got a preferred name? Being called Alexander or Alex?
Yeah, Alexander, sorry.
Lovely. So what age did you go into care?
I was 10 years old.
And do you remember what local authority you were at? Okay.
It would have been South Lanarkshire Social Work.
Yeah, that's lovely. And were you known by any other name before?
I would be known as Sandy.
Sandy?
Yeah.
And was it Sandy Harris?
Yeah, Sandy Harris.
And what care setting, one we've got down is Carly's Children's Home, 97 to 2003. Yeah. Is that the only one that you stayed in?
Yes, it was, yes.
Okay, thank you. During that time, did you attend any school?
Yes, I was at Lanark Grammar School. And also Robert Owen Primary School.
So Robert Owen, was it?
Yeah, Robert Owen Primary School.
Lovely. And where was both of those kids?
But they were in Lanark.
Lovely, thank you. And can you clarify your GP surgery?
My GP surgery? Would that be at the time or just then?
Now, please.
Now it would be King's Hill Medical Practice in Forth.
In school, yeah?
Yeah.
And do you have any other professional support in you at the moment?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you have any other professional support in you at the moment?
No.
Any mental health diagnosis?
No.
And have you ever done any self-harm?
No.
Have you ever had thoughts of ending life?
No.
Have you ever been hospitalised for your mental health?
No.
Have you ever had any counselling or therapy?
Any what, sorry?
Counselling or therapy?
I had counselling, one counselling session when I was in the children's home, but it was just the one.
Do you have any physical health concerns at the moment?
No.
Do you remember coming to hospital as a child while you were in care? Do you remember attending hospital as a child when you were in care?
Yes, I did. I was in Law Hospital to get an abscess. on my chin lamp, and it would have been an ingrown toenail removed.
Abscess removed from toe, is that right?
An abscess removed from my chin and a ingrown toenail removed.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I've got down, is it Law Hospital?
Yes, Law Hospital.
And whereabouts is that?
That would be just, it would be in the Village of Law, outside Tarlock.
Thank you. Have you ever been arrested or have you any convictions?
Yes, I had a DUI about 8 or 9 years ago.
Anything else?
No, nothing.
Okay, have you ever had any drug or alcohol issues?
No. Apart from the DUI, but that wasn't an alcoholic thing.
Was that
It was just a very, very stupid decision on a one-off occasion.
Okay. How old were you when you left care?
Yeah. I would have been 16, just turned 16.
And did they offer you any support after then?
No.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I just wanted out of there as quickly as possible, so...
How long did you stay? You do that for now. Okay. And with our company, would you prefer to have a male or female advisor?
I don't mind.
Okay. And do you prefer this with consent to get copies of your records from all the companies and professionals that you mentioned?
Yeah, can look at that.
And do you want to see a copy of your care record? Do you get a copy of that?
If that's possible.
Okay, so the process is going to take us about 10 months, maybe slightly more, as it seems to be a backlog at the moment in terms of receiving subject access requests. I'll be your main point of contact going forward in the process. So this number that's come up on your phone, if you save that will come directly to me. If I don't answer the phone, it's usually because I'm on a call and there's no way of letting you know. So we're going to gather all the evidence now for your case, and then when I've got that back, I'll give you another call to go through that to clarify the information. And then once we've got it all together, I'll then go forward to Scottish Redress Panel. You're not required to attend the panel. It's a closed door panel, but you'll be aware of the date that it will be held. As part of our compliance, I know you've probably already gone through the options yourself, but we just need to record, because our calls are recorded, to go through those options that you've got for Scottish Redress in the UK. You're entitled to do this independently and research your own evidence, and you're able to have a different decision from England and Scotland to be expected to see £2,000 to act on your behalf. They don't charge you a fee due to them receiving that £2,000 from the Scottish Government. They all refuse that fee if you win or lose. Or there's ourselves at MMA Legal. We put it out of that fee from Scottish Redress, and we only take 20% cap fee on the case if you win. So if you leave your company charge, and you end up completely independent and acting for you. You're also entitled to a 14-day fuel and off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days, or would you like us to proceed immediately?
No, just proceed immediately.
Okay, and will you stay with MMA Legal?
Yes.
Okay. So that's everything from me today. Is there any other questions that you have for me at the moment?
No, I'm fine at the moment.
Okay. So that's everything, and as soon as you get any more information, I shall give you another call. Thank you for your time today, Alexander.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.